This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Folks, Katie Hopkins is here, and she gets me really excited because she's so on target, and I do my customary jumping in. But guess what? She's going to host the next segment because I want to hear what her top-rated UK show was like before they tried to get rid of it because of what she was up to. But I did misspeak in a short interview saying that she'd been banned on Twitter. I just remember seeing that headline, and so many others have been banned on Twitter. You're going to cover some other key topics in the next segment, and then I'm going to come back. But I wanted to ask you now, what do you expect them to do? Because as you pointed out, they're trying to censor you, they're trying to kill you, they're trying to block me, they're trying to censor us, everybody else, but the momentum is building against them. The Streisand effect is taking place. So what do you think the globalists, the global left, their alliance with Islam, as humanity awakens to this authoritarian threat, what are they going to do as they understand they're losing more and more?
Well, I think what we need to focus on is not what they're going to do, but what we're going to do. And I'm very clear about that. Now, they can label us, you and I, Alex, any other of the network of people that we know we're a part of. And we don't need to see each other. We don't need to stand in a line. We know we belong to this network because we can feel it. I feel it with conservatives in America. We're like spiders on an invisible web, and that web is really strong. And what we do, Alex, is when they call me, all the names they call me a racist, an Islamophobe, a bigot, a fascist, a misogynist. Yeah, sure, okay, I'll be all those things. But guess what? Here I am on Skid Row, and here's my truth. And here's a gentleman vomiting in the street, and here I am ankle deep in sewage, and here I am recovering from Hep C. And so they cannot argue with our truths, Alex. And the more we present to them our truths, so I spent 3 weeks in South Africa with white farmers, and I allow a lady to tell me the story how she was raped by three men, or how a lady whose husband was shot and then her six-year-old child offered her piggy bank if the killers would let her mummy live. They cannot argue with those truths, Alex. It doesn't matter what labels they put on you, our stories will be told. And they can't silence that. And I can feel this resurgence coming. I can feel it in the UK. And I will help lead it, and I will help get our country to start to stand up again.
Wow. I know why they fear you so much, and I'm not, the listeners know I don't just gush over guests constantly, but you're so on target, you're so truthful, and there is that spirit of us that are nationalists, that are free market, and that those that love communism and socialism, they just seem like their soul sucked. I'm not just bashing them just to bash them. They have existential envy of anything strong and good and want to pull it down when they should have the instinct to try to be strong and good themselves. But there's something twisted in them, and you can't seem to get them to unflip the switch.
No. And so what we do is we do better than them. Leave them there. Leave those bitter women over there complaining with their pussy marches and their banners. You know, I watched them on the pussy marches, and I asked them, ladies, tell me, why are you here? And one would say, well, I'm here because of global warming. And another would say, I'm here because my vagina is made of steel. And another one would say, I'm here because I voted Clinton. And this is not my president. And it was like, ladies, you don't even know why you're here. And very much like the Parkland school kids, you stop them on the march for our lives and say, why are you marching? Oh, we need weapons banned. Why are you marching? Because people were shot. Why are you marching? Because I really like David Hogg, because I like emancipated boys. Okay, fine. Again, no unified single mission, no clear aim. I think conservatives have a very clear aim. We want to make America great again. That's a clear unifying aim. And in Britain, I want to make Britain great again. And I have a clear aim. And I think that's where the left fail. And it doesn't matter what they do. Carry on, ladies. Bitch about our president, whatever. I know we're stronger. I know we're better. And I know we're about working hard to look after our families, and that's a fundamental value. And the thing with fundamental values is they endure, and that's why we will endure too.
Oh, my God, I'm in love. What about the audience? I got to get this lady on more. And she didn't want to plug it, but her book, Rude, you can find it online. You can also follow her on Twitter. She's going to host the next segment, and then I'll be back after that. A real treat straight ahead. Katie Hopkins hosting the InfoWar.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Here to the Alex Jones Show on InfoWars. My name is Katie Hopkins. I am not Alex Jones, if that isn't immediately apparent to you. That's a concern to me. I'm hosting this segment for Alex while he's just popped off to do something. And I thought I'd like to take this opportunity to update you all on some of my journeys and some of my thoughts over the last couple of weeks. I just came back from 3 weeks in South Africa. You know, one of the things that have been worrying me and troubling me, people email me all the time, and you're very welcome to email me too. My email is katie@katiehopkins.co.uk. And I had so many emails from farmers, white farmers in South Africa, particularly their wives, worried about the genocide that is happening there. Essentially, and the gentleman you can see there is the leader of EFF, the kind of terrorist arm, I would say, of the ANC. When you think about the ANC, the political party leading South Africa, they're headed up by a guy called Cyril Ramaphosa. He stood there in his State of the Nation address a few weeks ago, and he said, "We support land expropriation without compensation." And what that means, of course, is we're going to take back your land, and we're not going to pay you for it. And when you translate that by the guys in those red berets that you see, they were the guys that tore apart the H&M stores when you saw those rioting pictures. Those are those guys. And their rallying cries at political forums, their rallying cry is, kill the Boer, kill the white man. That's how they chant. And in Parliament, they've been making throat-slitting gestures against the opposition. Now, if you think about that, the footage you're seeing right there, that's the EFF supporters, the terrorist arm, as I call them, of the ANC, rioting in H&M. And you'll recall that was about a sweater, about a monkey, and they used a black model for it. And they tore those stores apart. And that's how they do politics in South Africa. It's a very violent way of doing politics. And how this is translated by the white farmer means, and this is kind of brutal. So if you are easily upset, this is brutal. But the people I went to see, they've been attacked. They are being cleansed from the land. Farm attackers come into their building. If I think about Bernard, he came back with his family on a Sunday afternoon after a bar, and he was going to make a barbecue, a braai, for the family. A black gang were waiting for him in his garage. They strung up his wife with wire. They clubbed to death his father on the floor. Then they took Bernard and they hurt him so badly he didn't know if he was being stabbed or not. They shot at his 11-year-old son and the shot missed, but the boy was dragged across the yard and his little brother was watching. And his little brother sat in the garage door and watched the whole attack. He watched his mother strung up. He watched his father, grandfather, killed. And he watched his father take a beating so bad the guy didn't walk. And after all of this, you know, we imagine that that is the worst that can happen, but it's not. I sat on Bernard's stoop with him in South Africa, and I talked to him about his children. And this children, this eight-year-old son of his, who was a brilliant boy at school, everybody loved him. He was everybody's favorite child. Now he cannot sleep anymore. He's a tortured little boy, and he has antidepressants, and he has sleeping tablets. And Bernard even went back to the doctor and said, I'm sorry, I think you've given him the wrong ones. These don't work still. He can't sleep. And the doctor said to Bernard, you go home and take one of these tablets. His son takes four. Bernard took it, and he was out for the count. But that's what happens in South Africa. They're destroying not only the white farmers, who will be cleansed from the land within 3 years, but they're destroying a new generation of children who are also persecuted and tortured because of what they've seen done to their family. Recently, they took a white baby and they threw it into a bath of boiling water. An 86-year-old lady, while I was in country, they broke into her farm, they plugged in an iron that they used to iron clothes, and they applied it to the old lady for 3 hours. And that's what we're up against, and that's what the world doesn't want to talk about. I think, you know, sometimes racism, we think it can only happen one way. We think it can only happen if you're white. Only white people can be racist, but that's not the case. In South Africa, because of apartheid, the EFF have given a mandate for vengeance in that country. And that vengeance is so cruel. That is the rape of a child in front of the farmer, just to take away every last thing he has before they shoot him. And because they are white, the world doesn't care. You know, I've often said the white farmer in South Africa is up there with the white rhino. You know, they both face extinction. The white rhino, we just lost the last one. And the only difference is that because it's a white farmer, the world doesn't care. And that's what I found so upsetting. And that's why I'm building my documentary now with Rebel Media. And that documentary has footage that nobody else has, because we went to the darkest places to find that. I have interviews with a police officer who says that the police worked hand in hand with the black gangs. They help equip the black gangs. They give them the firearms in order to take a kickback from the farmer tax if they steal something. So the policemen are in on this. I also got an interview with the actual farmer attacker and asked him why he felt it was appropriate that they could rape 3-year-old children in front of their dads. And he said, well, apartheid. It's time the white people learnt their lesson. So that's the real truth, my truth, from South Africa. And I would urge you and encourage you to be involved in that story. Look at the reporting. Look at the facts from places like AfriForum with the statistics on what's actually going on in South Africa. This year so far, in 2018, there's been 103 farm attacks and 15 murders. And you know, having told you, that behind every farm attack, there's a child. There's an 8-year-old. There's Bernard's son who can no longer sleep anymore and has been asked to leave his school because he's now a violent boy. And there's Mariandra, another beautiful lady I met, whose husband was shot. He died. She buried her husband, and they gave birth. She gave birth to her first son, his first son, 5 days later. Mariandra's daughter, who saw the whole attack, she can't sleep anymore either, and she's on antidepressants too. So these are the people we want to bring home to you. Those pictures you're seeing there, that's Klaas Moord. That's a massive, it's a monument to the white farmers who have died. And when you go there, it truly is, it breaks your heart, because suddenly the individual stories get lost because there have been so many, many murders. I walked to the top of that mountain, stood next to that sign, and it's almost as if in death, you know, these people still stand together in the fight. And that's the way I see us, you know, as conservatives, as Christians, as people who want to stand up for their country. Whatever label you have, libertarian, apolitical, whatever, if you identify as a frog, it doesn't matter. What matters is that we stand together. So we need to reach out our hands to each other. And even if we disagree a little bit, we don't need to agree on everything. What we need to agree on is the fact that we love our family. We want to work hard for our family. We love our country. We love the people who want to stand up for our country. And then we stand together, you know, like these spiders on a web. Sometimes I think conservative commentators, you know, our big failing, the thing we do wrong, is that we chase a story. I see CNN do it as well. Like my son, I've got a 9-year-old son. And when they play football, it's really, really cute. But they all chase the ball together. They all move around in this little group, all chasing the ball. And that's very much like mainstream media right now. They're all chasing the same ball, the same easy story, a story where they don't have to leave their office or risk themselves or risk their health. But we need to be better than that. We mustn't chase the ball. We must look for the harder stories and tell our truth. It really matters that way. And so I encourage all of you, and the thing you can do tomorrow, the action that you can take, start looking for the quieter stories. Go to your local council offices. Go to your local member of parliament. Go walk through Skid Row. Go find the things that matter. Tell your truth and let's join together. Hold each other on this web that we have.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country.
Man, I was just thinking about this song 5 minutes ago. Oh, Merle Haggard. That's like a cool mountain spring. You're thirsty. Crank it up a little bit.
When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me.
Yeah, they're walking.
Yeah, walking on the fighting side of me. Running down the wheel line, fighting and fighting that speed. If you don't love it, leave it, let this song.
You see, the average American has no idea what goes on behind the scenes. People try to take this country down. And George Soros, people ask, why about George Soros so much? Because every time I kick down another door, digging into this thing, it's him on the other side of it. He's got a other group of closely knit globalists and billionaires. But, man, he is just crazy. You imagine being 14, 15, 16 for 3 years in Eastern Europe and helping round up Jews. Because they trusted him. He was Jewish. He was young. Looked a little bit younger for his age. Looked like he was about 12. He wrote a memoir about it. People don't think as a child is threatening. Like the children, oh, turn your guns in. We're children. We're children. And, you know, we've got the 12-minute, 60-minute interview, and McBreen did a great job putting it together with Hitler clips, but there's one part where he says it's the best part of his life. We don't even have that in the clip we play. You know, I think I'm going to make a documentary about George Soros. I haven't made a film in years. Just about, I'm not going to say killing George Soros like killing Katie Hopkins, because only the left gets to make movies and plays about killing the opposition. I don't want to kill George Soros. I just want to expose him. And I know in a bunch of the lawsuits they filed, they'll always have a quote about Ann Jones claims George Soros was a Nazi collaborator. They just put them in the lawsuits, Georgetown and two others, as a message. Hey, George, I know you're coming after me because I keep saying you're a Nazi collaborator. These guys don't get it. See, if the Nazis told me, go round up your fellow Jews or we're going to kill you, I'd kill them. That's why the Nazis don't run Texas, boy. We don't roll over like you. I had high-level Hollywood folks years ago go, we really want to put your movie in theaters. You can make like $5 million. But, you know, George Soros had to do what he did. He's really not a bad guy. And you know, I talked to somebody close to him. And would you ever want to talk to George Soros? And I'm sitting there. And I go, is that an offer? And they're like, do you want it to be? And then I had another TV movie star on one time, and he just brought that up during a break. He said, you know, Soros is his, I know his sons are not that bad. You know, you ought to stop calling him a Nazi collaborator. You know, he did what he had to do. So, I mean, I get it. Soros has reached out a little bit, you know, hey, here's this option, Alex, or there's this option. Hey, Soros, feel your hand, buddy. Feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it, feel it. Feel it again. I will never sell the truth out. Got it? Ever. And the reason I keep announcing that is they still haven't figured out that I haven't gotten the message. I got the message. It's refused. Return to sender. No such number. I'm not ever selling anybody out. And it's not because I'm a hero. It's because I know God's real. See, Soros, I fear God. I don't fear you. And I know you wrote that book and you gave interviews saying, I knew I was the Messiah when I was a young man. But they lock you up for that, so I didn't want to tell anybody until I'd shown everyone. Oh, you're showing us. You're showing us your son tweets photos of him at spirit cooking events in the middle of the spirit cooking controversy, Alexander Soros, your aide de camp, your heir, your protege, your chosen one. That thing with crazed little demon eyes, every photo seething with the insanity. That is your war monk. That's your battleship. That's the fruit. I mean, you're not a tall, cold drink of water yourself, but your son sure as hell ain't. God Almighty, look at you. Finally found some people you couldn't intimidate? Finally found some people you couldn't push around? Finally found some people that are going to roll over to your crap? Yeah, that's what you found. And I noticed, I'm learning so much more, like exponentially now, because you just get the knowledge and then it all starts connecting, and that's the wisdom. You know how people operate and how these groups operate. It's like, it is criminology. And when you pull back from it and you study it and you look at it, it's amazing. And you see the whole thing at that point. And you see their plans and everything. And it's the people's unconsciousness and their inaction that allows this stuff to go on. It's the weirdest thing. I'll like grasp the whole thing. And then it's like I'm not supposed to say it because it's not time for it to come out. And then it like wipes and I can't even tell you. It's the craziest thing. But wouldn't Soros and all the rest of them like to know? Wouldn't they? But I didn't know what was going on about a year and a half ago when we exposed the spirit cooking and the Aleister Crowley stuff. But they were all bragging about it everywhere. And then they all started tweeting and celebrating the high priestess. And just like, oh, she's great. Look at her. And like, this is your God, this crazy woman? And then you realize how weak these people are. They sold out to evil because they're scared. And that's what it is fundamentally. And they don't understand, I'm not scared. I'm not. And they know that. And they can't stand it. Because if you're tied into the spectrum of their system, you pick up on the mental illness and the confusion. It's like having the flu or a fever. It's like hallucination. It's real broken up and not that it's the opposite of that still quiet place of the Most High that Psalms talks about. And you realize, oh my God, they're all just totally confused and don't even know what they're doing. They see order and want to pull it down because they're disordered. And then you're like, do they even realize the shadow of the huge mountain they're next to? That's God. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
John the Revelator put him in an elevator, sent him up to the highest floor.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
John the Revelator put him in an elevator.
Incredible band. Love them. Seen them in concert 3 times. Horribly politically dumb. The song, John the Revelator, if you read the lyrics, says that Christians stole their faith from the Jews, and you could argue that, and then stole it from the Muslims. Crank it up. Here, I see it right here. What did John the Revelator say? You know, people think P.K. Dick wrote stuff in the 70s and 80s that came true. They're like, wow, this guy's a visionary. John the Revelator had a, what, 3-4 day hallucination and envisioned everything that now has happened? Mark of the Beast, world government, giant pillars of fire, explosions. Describes jets, helicopters, computers, robots. I mean, you, a book of lies? How about an incredibly amazing hallucination that became the blueprint of what happened, regardless of how you look at it? John the Revelator put him on an elevator, sent him up to the high side. That's bizarre. He stole it from the Muslims. Oh, yeah, they didn't exist for 600 years. That's a fact, Depeche Mode. And that's what I mean about the left. Everything they say is BS. And I'm sick of it. They call us fake news. No, we're the opposite of fake news. And they know it. You imagine me in a jury. Let's say David Hogg sued me for comparing the youth march to Hitler. Hey, he's a public figure. It's thrown out on summary judgment. But imagine. Imagine. I think they still might do it, though, because they just get to put whatever they want in the suit, and it's protected defamation in a suit, and so they can just put it out. They're like, Jones has been sued by the surviving children because he said no one died. Yeah, that's what they do. Hell, that's in the suit Georgetown file. I'm not saying Hogg will sue me. It basically is the same group. In between when he's trying to get Laura Ingraham off the air, First Amendment 2. By the way, has my son tweeted yet? He wanted to come to work today. He had this idea of a video he was going to shoot. And I just don't know. He's off in there and doing it on his own. I'm sure it'll be great. My God, that thing he put out the other day was better than what I do. That's why they're really upset right now. Soros' son can hardly talk. I'm really proud of Rex. But you know what? He's a man now. And I had a talk with him last night about this because I tried to talk him out of doing this. But I said, once he made the decision that he wants to fight the globalist for real, and he's really a man now. He's always wanted to do this. He was reading like adult history books when he was like 10. He understood. We had the talk last night about this and about how, you know, that this is serious and that he wants to go down this road. So another gladiator in the fight for liberty just came out on the field, ladies and gentlemen. And I could feel it. It's in newspapers all over, you name it. The enemy is upset right now. They don't like it. Let me tell you something. My son at 15 walked in there. A few notes I gave him, a few ideas I had. 80% was him. And then he even did the basic edit, and Rob Dew fixed a few things. I mean, that is incredible. That is amazing. U.S. senators can't talk like he can at 15. With the truth and the spirit and those eyes, the will. Because he knows what he's pushing up against. I tell you, powerful Jedi. A new apprentice, younger and more powerful in the face of the globalists. Thank God. Man, God gave me a son right out of the gates. Boom. That's my whole life's like that. So blessed. I just thank God. I'm just on my knees, constantly in my spirit. Just, it's so miraculous. It's so good. I am such a wicked person, and to be given all these blessings and to be transcended and to be purified and to be sanctified minute by minute by the blood of Jesus is amazing. It's incredible. The, you know, these attacks are just elevating our discernment, our connections, our will. And as the globalists throw everything they've got at us, I know why Trump's high as a kite, loving it as well. It just, Trump says, I've changed. I wasn't bad before, but now I love Jesus. I understand. And people that know him, that's why they're really freaked out in the White House. Because it's like Trump is now like the Holy Ghost is with Trump. And of course, he's the president of the United States with the globalist after him, trying to turn things around. I mean, this is epic. This is incredible. And I've got all this news to get to. I just have it because it's just such an amazing time to be alive. And I'm so proud of my son. And I'm so proud of my daughters. And I'm so proud of my wife. And I'm so proud of this crew that puts up with all my crap. And everybody else. I just, and the listeners, you're just so incredible. because you're not just listeners. You're active. You are the blood of this country and the blood of the world. You are the energy. You are the force. You're the mind. You're the soul. You're the body. You're the will. You're the wind. You're the rain. You're the storm. You're the sun. You're the moon. You're the trees, the clouds, everything that ever was. We're just here. We're conscious. And then you look at the people that serve the globalists. They are so broken and so twisted and so evil. And we want to feel sorry for them, but you have to understand, they don't feel sorry for you. They want to destroy you, period. I mean, Hillary looks like someone out of a horror movie. And not just because she's old. I look at old people that have a soul that shines through like a light through, you know, a window pane or stained glass. The person has a beautiful soul as they get older, like an old gnarled tree. There's something so beautiful about it. But what evil people, as they get old, all that's there is that demon shining out, grasping, arrogant, twisted, inbred, mentally ill. Hillary's dad was a Chicago gangster, an enforcer. I mean, she's just a genetic whack job. And you look at her. And you just say, boy, I don't want to be separated from God. I mean, she looks like Emperor Palpatine without the makeup. And she's so sick, mentally but also physically, she has to mount incredible will to even go out and give an hour-long speech. All that will for what, lady? It's all about you, isn't it? All right. Who's hosting the fourth hour? I've got so many clips that are so critical. Because Joel Glover's coming up. And I've done 30 seconds of plugging in 2 hours today. And they're like explaining, we will go bankrupt if I keep doing this. Hey, here's the deal. We got the best products out there. Really good prices and everything you need. And then Patriot apparel and books and films and Bodies, Ultimate Timber Formulas back in, 25% off, and about to end the special on Brain Force and the Real Red Pill Challenge. You get them both separately, 50% off, or together, 50% off, but together you get free shipping as well. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. And it is how you fund the operation, but what's even cooler is to get a T-shirt and all the great folks you'll meet, all the people you'll meet that are awake and what's going on, and every order gets a bunch of bumper stickers dumped in there. We have the new shirt of the month, When Tyranny Becomes Law, T-shirt. It's a 3%. Really like that shirt. So we got the new 3% shirt. And you sign up and get it. You get 25% off, or you can buy the shirt just each month. They're all limited edition is the point. And so all of you out there thinking about us and standing with us, you're what empowers this whole thing and puts the wind in our sails. And you've got the commitment from me that, well, you can tell. We're never backing down. We're never giving up. My body will break. My will might break. But my spirit will never break. And we will make it through this. And the globalists will be destroyed. They already know. That's why they want to take us with them. They already know they chose this wrong side.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to.
I don't want to say I dropped the ball today because I got distracted by a bunch of stuff going on behind the scenes. But man, I should have got to all these clips. Jeez. Congressman, FBI report says Andrew McCabe lied four times about media leaks under oath. Of course, he's a criminal. What, just because he looks like a Ken doll doesn't mean... You know most of the real psychopaths actually look like Ken dolls. But the people always get in the car with him. The women think, oh, he looks like he's a nice guy. That is a Clinton criminal. And this crap about, oh, you're putting the FBI down. The FBI letting people like that run it is the problem. You are absolutely destroying yourselves. It's amazing. All right, let me get into the clips I said I was going to play. These are important. Here's this Vice hit piece. I'm not going to air the whole thing. It's 10 minutes long. It's on InfoWars.com if you want to go see it. But they go, horrible people are saying kids are actors and that no one really died. And then they show people that have that, you're saying it. And that's their right to do. That's their First Amendment because the government's lied so much and that lied about babies in incubators against the Iraq war and girls that were kidnapped for the Panama invasion and then no one was kidnapped. And now, oh my God, two Russians got nerve gas. We don't have any proof the Russians did it, but let's have nuclear war because of it. I think the shootings happened. I think that stuff went on. But then they grabbed people that were Democrats and, you know, in the acting department and for PR to put out the anti-gun message. That's admitted now. Okay, you're anti-gun. That's your right. Okay, you got with political organizations. They're using you. That's a fact. But I don't want to retreat from this thing of like, well, I didn't say they're crisis actors. But other people have that right. But they mixed me in with all them in a 10-minute report where you're already emotional and mad and poor little Hoglet and everything. And then, oh, there's Zach Jones. And it's just all part of the newspaper articles every hour. I can't even keep track of it. Jones says the kids didn't die. Ban him. You know, when are we going to get rid of this free speech thing? This is the end of free speech. We're the test case. And now the left's running around saying Jones is using his son. He's a child. He shouldn't be allowed on air. So you can have everybody else can be on air, and all these other students can be on air with their anti-gun. But now, because you can't censor my son off air, the new thing is, why, Jones is telling him what to say. Actually, well, somebody run over there and see. We got here at, like, you know, 10 o'clock. He's been over there. Did they put out the tweets from Rex? No, he wanted to challenge Hogg on my Twitter. He wanted his own Twitter, and I said, I don't know yet. Use mine, and it's all my son doing it. I don't even know what he's done. So somebody find out or go to Real Alex Jones. Oh, it's on screen. Thank you. So he has done it. So there you go. You know, he's a man. He's 15. But just like the Democrats can say we're all Hitler and do jokes where we're Hitler and all this, we do it, we get banned. Oh, well, my son, he shouldn't be allowed to be online either. Well, he's just a little baby at 15. Says, that David Hogg, you are a public figure who has viciously attacked my father and others for nothing more than criticizing you. You and your CNN buddies are currently trying to take our YouTube channel down. Why are you so against free speech? That's good. And I did see Dew about an hour ago, and I said, hey, if Rex is tweeting, get into Laura Ingraham and how Hogg wants him banned. That was my little two cents. And he goes, oh, we're already on it. He already knows about that. So, see, Rex is already, it isn't like he's saying what I say. He's already synced. He already gets it. It's like, well, now Hogg says get rid of Laura Ingraham. She's like, okay, it was Easter week's up. Okay, you said you can't get into college. I said, oh, why are you whining about it? Okay, I apologize. The interest of being nice. He's like, I want your job. Well, my God, if Hogg wants your job, you better do it. Hell, if he wants her sent to Mars, we better do it. And he was going to send some other tweets out. Is that the only one? No, I know, but he was going to send out multiple tweets. I was there with him this morning in the car. He was like writing the tweets he wanted to send. I'm like, let me check what you're going to say. And I'm like, no, don't call him a name. I mean, my two cents was, you'll be a little nicer. So I guess that's, he didn't send out the other tweets he was going to send. Okay, whatever. So there you go. That's how I'm directing him. I'm not directing him. I just said, you know, my one critique of his video was, don't say crawl back under your rock. Even though he's calling me names and all that, I said, don't go to his level. But you can see I didn't even pre-look at it. I just put it out. So that's how much I'm trusting my son right now. I mean, I'm giving him 2 cents, but then I'm walking away to see if he executes. And he is. So there's a new video. Let's air that in the next 5 minutes. We download the new Twitter video he put out. I guess he put a video out too. So we'll find out about that. Okay, so I'm back on the Hogg thing. Here he is on Vice, just part of the tirades, and then it cuts into them misrepresenting what I say. Here it is.
We've had to learn to deal with these sick that are saying this stuff, that are out there claiming that we're not real people, claiming that we're actors. We don't give what you say.
Television is the David Hogg channel now. He's on everywhere. And I know scripted PR when I hear it.
One of them went into a bathroom in the same, I believe in the same hallway as the shooter. One of them went into the same bathroom, I believe, as the hallway shooter. That's called a soundbite. And I was re-saying my soundbites to sound as eloquent as possible. I wasn't reciting my lines. I was reciting my heart.
I mean, it is incredible, though, to watch fake news in action. I mean, this is how you murder the truth. And I don't know if David Hogg understands this. He probably doesn't.
I tweeted the lovely man that is Alex Jones. I wanted to come on and actually debate him. But then I realized some of the stuff that he was saying, which was the exact same stuff that he said about the Sandy Hook survivors, saying that they were actors.
Then we see footage of one of the reported fathers of the victims, Robbie Parker, doing classic acting training where he's laughing and joking, and they say, hey, we're live, and he goes, oh. And maybe that's real. I'm sure it is.
He's doing that exact same stuff, and knowing that he had done that before, I wasn't going to give him the time of day.
We didn't say you were a crisis actor and believe this happened. We just pointed out that you're an admitted actor and journalism student and said that you're anti-gun and that you're being fed talking points.
Alex Jones was probably the first one that created the narrative of Sandy Hook victim dies again.
I'll stop right there.
And no, I didn't.
And they had a picture of children killed at Sandy Hook in Pakistan at a bombing. And I just said, the web was reporting on it. I said, you know, that's probably just a PR group that's just seizing on the bombing and just printed up some pictures. And I'm sure the Islamic bombing really happened. Just like they're trying to misrepresent what I say now. And like, oh my God, Alex is being mean to the people. These are the folks telling you that I said no one died at Parkland. They don't have a video of it because I didn't say it. But there's Hogg going along with the John Podesta scripted stuff Hillary put out. That Jones is saying the exact same thing about me that he said about that. No, I didn't say that about them. I didn't say that about you. And you know it. And that's why the clips they have are not even me saying that. But they tell you I said one thing and then have to show you something completely different. I don't even know what level of propaganda this is by Vice. But David Hogg is in a man's world. David Hogg is public. David Hogg is doing all this. Now, separately, again, you can't compare this to Hitler or they ban your video. But the left calls everyone Hitler and everyone racist but them. It's crazy how they operate, how entitled they are. You know, I've got some of these clips here. This is Hillary Clinton, moderator at Rutgers, invokes Nazism while talking about America and Hillary. And then Hillary goes, oh, yeah, we don't want Trump attacking the press. When Trump fights back, that's free speech. It's the left controlling the press. It's the left calling for us to be banned. It's the left calling for Trump to be off Twitter. You're the censors publicly. You think we're that dumb in this mind control where you're censoring us, you're attacking us, you're calling for this, you're doing it all over the world, and then you say we are. And then she has this condescending look like attacks on the press. And, like, and you look at the crowd of women, and it's like a weird whack job cult of chip on their shoulder, people that just want power and want to run stuff, but they can't run their own lives. Here it is.
As someone who grew up in Vienna and barely escaped the Holocaust, my mother would say from time to time that it could happen here. And
hit pause. Back it up again. George Soros in the WikiLeaks wants to overthrow Israel. Look it up. Jerusalem Post. George Soros worked for the Nazis and was proud of it and said best time of his life he'd do it again. 60 minutes. And then you've got a Jewish lady talking about her family when George Soros is the main funder of Hillary. It's just too rich, man. God Almighty. Here, just go back to her. Just go ahead.
As someone who grew up in Vienna and barely escaped the Holocaust, my mother would say from time to time that it could happen here. And I would be very dismissive of that. I would dismiss it, and I'd dismiss her comments and her fears as implausible.
By the way, pause. We're going to come back and break, pause. We should take this video and put it with Antifa hitting people on the head, the Democrats calling for killing people, and, you know, plays that call for killing conservatives, you know, the assassination of Katie Hopkins. I mean, we should just narrate it to that. Hashtag hunt Republicans, all of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.